In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's been said that God created man in his own image, and man has been returning the favor ever since. Nowhere is this more obvious than with Jesus. Do you want a Jesus who is perfectly in touch with the times? A social justice warrior Jesus, pro-homosexual and pro-choice. There's a Jesus for you. Do you want a guru Jesus, a TED Talk Jesus, who can offer you spirituality rather than religion, a sense of enlightenment and humble superiority? There's a Jesus for you. Or are you looking for a more practical Jesus, a Jesus to help you out of debt or heal you from your sickness, a Jesus who will show you the 10 steps to a better marriage, or the 7 principles of Christian parenting, or how to get on a biblical diet plan? There's a Jesus for you as well. Whatever it is that you want in a Jesus, there's most certainly a Jesus for you. A communist Jesus or a capitalist Jesus? A strict, moralistic Jesus or a gracious, sin approving Jesus? A redneck Jesus or a hippie Jesus? A Jesus so distant and formal, you have to access him through the saints. Or a Jesus so familiar and informal, you would greet him with a, "Sup, Lord," as you sip your latte. Whatever Jesus happens to like just about everything you like and hate just about everything you hate, is simply a Jesus made in your own image. And a Jesus made in your own image goes by another name as well, Satan. Then you will begin to say, "We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." But the master will say, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil." How many will go to their graves and to the judgment seat, thinking themselves to be basically good people, only to hear Christ say, "Depart from me, you workers of evil"? How many will find that on that last day, they have followed a false Christ, a Christ made in their own image, only to hear the true Christ say, "I know you not. I do not know where you come from"? Many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Our Lord Jesus spoke these words as he was journeying to Jerusalem and ultimately to his cross. Someone had asked him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" But instead of just answering in a pleasant, non-confrontational kind of way, Jesus turns to the questioner and to the crowd. And in effect, he says, "You would ask about others? What about you? Will you be saved?" How foolish we mortals are. In our arrogance, we do not even see what's at stake. We cannot even be troubled to set down our iPhones. We live as if we'll live in this world forever. We ask our third-person theological questions and speculate about God. And when we hear Jesus himself say, "Strive to enter through the narrow door," the only thing we can think is, "Gee, that word strive kind of makes me uncomfortable. And why on earth does biblical Jesus say that the door is narrow when my Jesus says it's wide? Why, this biblical Jesus has it all wrong. Wide is the door, and easy is the way. Anything else would not be gospel-y enough." Strive, Jesus says, to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. The Greek word translated as strive is agonizesta, agonize. It's no different than when Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The true Jesus doesn't teach us to become better versions of ourselves. He teaches us to deny ourselves, to walk in continual repentance and receive his continual present tense forgiveness. And in this way, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The true Jesus does not teach us to take up our self-help manuals or our sunglasses and sunscreen. He teaches us to take up suffering and the cross, and to receive our afflictions in faith, trusting that our Heavenly Father has sent these things only for our good and for the good of those who love him. The true Jesus teaches that we are following him not into our best lives now, but into death and the grave. And by his pure grace through the grave, raised in our bodies, just as he is risen in his. Strive, agonize to enter through this narrow door, for there is no other door that leads to eternal life, to the beatific vision, to seeing God face to face. Not a two-faced God, or a many-faced God who simply mirrors all our images, but the face of him who looked into Mary's eyes while nursing at her breast, the face that dripped with the Jordan's waters as he was baptized into our sin, the face that was set toward Jerusalem and set toward the cross, the face that was slapped and spat upon, the face that ran with blood when crowned with thorns. This is the face of God. This is the only face that saves you and forgives you and shines upon you and gives you peace. This is the face that you have not seen, and yet you believe. For you hear his words, and his words require every heart to believe. Come unto me, ye weary, he says, and I will give you rest. Come, you who strive. Come, you who agonize. Come, you who suffer. Receive in your mouth my body. It is manna to strengthen you on your journey. It is the bread of immortality. Receive in your mouth my blood. It is blood that cleanses you of all your sins. It is the cup of everlasting life, for my life is in the blood. Come from east and west, from north and south. Come with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets. Come with Peter and James and John and the apostles. Come, sinners, one and all. I have not come for the well, but for the sick. I have not come for the righteous, but for sinners only. Come and recline at the table in the kingdom of God, a foretaste of the feast to come. For though I was first, I made myself last, that I might bear your griefs and carry your sorrows. Because I love you eternally, I was wounded for your transgressions. Because I love you eternally, I was crushed for your iniquities. Because I love you eternally, I bore the chastisement that brings you peace. Peace with God. For though I was first, I made myself last, so that you who are last might be first. And sooner than you realize, you will enter my Father's house rejoicing, and recline at his table for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.